Good morning. I'm Katarina Kiefer. I'm chair of the Department of Quantitative Health Sciences at UMass. And the purpose of what I'm going to say is related to my leading the BIRD in the UMass CTSA, the UMCCTS. So I've been asked to make a few comments about the BIRD's progress over the past since the last meeting of the External Advisory Board, meaning over the past year. So the BIRD and what we call the QMC, the Quantitative Methods Core, which is an entity that is sponsored together by the BIRD and my department. So the BIRD had three specific aims in our renewal application, and I will go through them one by one as I summarize what we've done about them recently. We also are going to address the recommendations from the External Advisory Committee. They centered around four items. One was other departments' buy-in to support the Quantitative Methods Core. Two, the ability to say no to weak projects. Three, scalability and sustainability. And four, institutional culture. So, in response, to summarize what we've done, to improve buy-in and ability to say no and sustainability of the QMC, we have obtained ongoing support and jointly recruited faculty with clinical departments. We've entered into service agreements. We've enhanced collective brainstorming sessions. And we've sought limited industry support. To change our institutional culture, we have co-taught trainees with bench scientists and submitted PO1 with bench scientists as multi-PIs. Now, I'll get more into some details of this as I go through the progress on our specific aims. Aim one was about methodological innovation. And I'm going to illustrate this in two ways. One, in talking about what we did to increase funding and capacity for methodological innovation, and the other to give you an example of a published paper and what it means. So in terms of funding and capacity, we have an investigator, statistician, who has been funded in part by BIRD, who has now just got her second grant that's methodological. The first was and continues to be an NIH R01 on fuzzy logic methodology. And the second she just got from the National Science Foundation is on developing theories and algorithms underlying mobile health measuring devices. I also myself have been a PI on a PCORI grant on developing an instrument to measure quality of care transitions in healthcare. I'm also dual PI with a clinical psychologist on an innovative 5-year NIMHA, Mental Health Institute R01, that is about suicide prevention. But the reason I mention it in terms of methodological innovation is that it's in terms of implementation science and study design, it's quite innovative. In addition, one of our faculty members has submitted as one of three multi-PIs together with two bench scientists a grant on microbiomes and nursing homes, which was reviewed and scored and is going to be resubmitted. So that's what we've done in terms of funding and methodological innovation. We also have continued to improve capacity for methodological innovation. We recruited one new junior tenure-track biostatistician, and we have an ongoing open search for a more senior tenure-track or tenured biostatistician. In terms of products of methodological innovation work, I'd like to briefly mention an example of one of our BIRD-funded investigators has done. Arlene Ash has collaborated with the with Massachusetts Medicaid and developed a very innovative algorithm to include social determinants of health in Medicaid payment formulas that has been now published by JAMA Internal Medicine, and the method is being applied by Massachusetts Medicaid to change reimbursement for Medicaid managed care organizations in Massachusetts. In terms of providing consultations, we continue to be very active on providing consultations. We've consulted on over 300 new projects since last year. 231 by repeat investigators, so we're beginning to saturate the field, which is fine. Those 300 over 300 projects included 37%. New grant applications and 50% statistical analysis for ongoing projects. We are transitioning to office hours with more emphasis on collective brainstorming to address our scalability issues. And we have actually made some progress in buy-in from other departments. We've jointly recruited a new faculty member with emergency medicine, an assistant professor of biostatistics with us, who is supported 80% through emergency medicine and 20% through us, although his primary appointment is with us. We have a service agreement with the Department of Surgery to recruit quantitative methods course staff, dedicated 80% plus to surgery and overseen by BIRD faculty with some reimbursement for FTEs of faculty effort. And we have an ongoing agreement with the Department of Psychiatry with 20% of one of our faculty statisticians and 40% of a staff statistician being supported by them to work with them. So we're making some inroads there. We also have a fairly extensive portfolio of providing consultations with outside institutions, be it academic institutions such as the Tufts Veterinary School, VA, University of Pittsburgh, and with industry. And one of the things we'd like the executive advisory committee, the external advisory committee's advice on is to what extent we should do more, less, or stay level in these relationships with industry. In terms of aim 3 of our BIRD, which is teaching quantitative methods, we're continuing to lead a doctoral program in clinical population health research and have the Masters of Science in Clinical Investigation, housed in the Department of Quantitative Health Sciences. We're co-leading a course for medical students clinical and translational pathway for medical students that accompanies them through the four ways of medical school. We're co-leading a course on scientific methods for the first year MD PhD students and for these pathway students. We're co-leading a K2R club. And we've been instrumental as multiple PIs in bringing multiple NIH institutional training grants to UMass. Finally, the challenges on which we would love to hear your input are our ongoing need to change institutional culture. We believe that progress is underway, but difficulties remain. Of course, there is the ubiquitous issue of the threatening and threatened funding environment. And finally, how to strike the right balance in seeking industry support. Thank you very much.